You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Continue to look for ways to make the team better. And better today, better tomorrow, better at the end of July, better in August, September, and certainly better, you know, into the offseason and next year. We just want to keep this thing moving forward, and if there are opportunities to do that between now and the end of July in a way that impacts 2024, then we're going to go after those. And you know, we're talking to teams about different things all the time.
We have spent a lot of time on the deadline and whether or not the Pirates will do something. Well, I think that this team has now forced Ben Cherington's hand. And if you believe a lot of the reports out there, they have been really dogged in attempting to add to this team. Ben Cherington has been shooting out texts to all the general managers in Major League Baseball. He said yesterday he's been in contact with every team. You heard what he just said there. They're 48-48. They're a game and a half out of the playoff spot. They're two games out of the second wild card. They are right there in this thing. They're only 6.5 back in the division, which a week ago looked like they had no shot. They were 9.5 back. Now they're 6.5 back. I think that this team, which has a 544 winning percentage since Skeens got called up, is only going to get better in the next couple of weeks. I think this team is going to add. And I like what Ben Cherington said there. I'm not looking for a rental. I'm not looking for some guy you get 2 months out of. I'm looking for someone who can help the Pirates make the playoffs this year, or multiple guys who can make the Pirates better this year, but who also will be under control for the next few seasons. Taylor Ward, Paul Zeiss reported there in conversations with the Angels about him. He makes some sense as an upgrade who is arbitration eligible for the next 3 years, so he would be under team control. Another guy, J.J. Bleday, makes some sense, who's got some arbitration seasons upcoming. And so he could help down the stretch this year and then also for a few years to come. That's the kind of move I'm looking for. And there are Pirates fans that are always going to be pessimistic. They're going to say, no way, they're not going to make a move. They don't do that kind of thing. Yes, they do. And I realize it's a different regime, but Neil Huntington was often fairly aggressive at the trade deadline. The last time the Pirates were in it, the last time the Pirates were over 500 or at 500 at the All-Star break was 2018. And guess what? They went out and they made that Chris Archer trade. Not a good trade. Wound up being a total disaster. One of the worst trades in Pittsburgh sports history. Definitely one of the worst trades in Pirates history. But they went for it. The thought process was right. The player they acquired was wrong. And they gave up a ton for the wrong guy. But they did try to add and push their team over the hump. I think back to the 11-12 Pirates that we know collapsed down the stretch, but Wandy Rodriguez was brought in here to help bolster the pitching staff. I mean, all those years where the Pirates were in contention, they added guys. Ryan Ludwig. They added Derek Lee, who before he got hurt had an OPS over 1,000 for the Bucks. So they added. They added Justin Morneau. They added Marlon Byrd. They added Jay Happ. So Neil Huntington had the freedom to go out and augment the roster. Why would Ben Cherington not have that freedom? Now, I know what John Parato wrote last week. They don't have a lot of financial, you hate this, flexibility. According to Parato and his source within the front office, they're not going to spend a ton of money. Like, I would not expect, we saw Luis Robert Jr. have a really good series this weekend. I would not expect them to add $20 million to the payroll unless they were able to ship off a whole bunch of money, like with Martin Perez or Aroldis Chapman going out. But I would expect upgrades. And I don't think it would take much to push this team, not just to wild card contention status, they're already there, but as a wild card winner. Again, if they maintain their post call up of Skeens pace, they'll win 84 games, which got two teams into the playoffs last year. And that's just the pace that they've had without adding a bat or two. And I think they'll add a bat or two. I am optimistic that this team can make the postseason. Are you? 412-928-9370. And that is the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Pirates will make the playoffs? So far, not a ton of votes at this early hour, but 73% of the votes right now saying no, that the Pirates are not going to make the playoffs. Texter, you cannot believe anything that Cherington says. This is a punt year as they continue to demonstrate that fact. Well, you heard what he said. They're not just going to go out and get a rental. So from that standpoint, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Texter. They want to add to this team and get a player or two that can help in the window. Not just now, but over the next couple of years. And I don't think when you talk about the J.J. Bleday's of the world or the Taylor Ward's of the world, you're going to have to part from all that much to bring them in here. And they would be upgrades for this team. Because as much as I want Jack Sawinski to turn this deal around, I'm not seeing it from Jack Sawinski, who's hitting south of 170 and is showing no signs of busting out of this thing. You've got almost an automatic out every time he plays in the bottom of your order, and you would be replacing him, let's just say again, with a Taylor Ward, who is an above-average offensive player. That makes a significant difference, and you don't have to give up much to get him, and they don't cost a lot in terms of dollars and cents. They'd be stupid not to do that, and history tells you, as I've laid out, that the Pirates in the past have made these kinds of moves.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.